The minute you set foot in the streets of downtown Salvador, Brazil, you are met with the sound of these drums. These are the drums of Oludum, sounds that have become iconic of the Afro-Brazilian identity and culture of this colorful colonial city. Since 1979, Oludum has worked in Salvador to provide opportunities to at-risk youth through music, singing, and dance. Over the years, the organization has garnered international recognition, and their drum corps has worked with global stars like Michael Jackson and Paul Simon. Our Utah State University crew spoke with Antonio de Jesus, manager of Oludum, to find out more about the work that his organization does with the communities of Salvador.
The Oludum School is a social project that works with kids and teenagers from 7 to 16 years of age. It began as a social program for the communities of Salvador. Nowadays, it is not only in Salvador, but in other metropolitan areas. We provide workshops in dance, singing, percussion, choir, cultural production, and leadership training. We work to build student self-esteem, which can be very low. They come here to do a workshop in percussion and then start growing in other ways at the school. They will have opportunities to travel, to meet other friends. There is one big problem that we solve a lot. Many kids who did not know how to read become literate here, even though this is a cultural school and not a formal school. The Oludum School has no ethnicity, all races, all ethnicities, white, black, indigenous. Everyone who wants to participate is always welcome here at the school.
Oludum has also played a central part in the revitalization of Salvador's historic downtown district called the Pelourinho. Before UNESCO declared downtown Salvador a World Heritage Site in 1985, the area had fallen into utter disrepair and was considered a very dangerous part of the city. That same year, Oludum moved into the area to provide opportunities to those kids who were deeply affected by poverty, crime, and homelessness. The Utah State crew took a drum class from one of Oludum's first students, Gio Mario Marquez de Andrade. Gio Mario grew up in the Pelourinho neighborhood and was recruited by Oludum at the age of 15. He now works as a drum instructor and is dedicated to providing kids with the discipline and self-esteem necessary to keep them off the streets.
I have been part of Oludum for 34 years. Oludum is my life. I was born and raised in the neighborhood. I saw everything. I saw what was good and what was bad. The first show that I played was in 1987. And we traveled to Brasilia. We have traveled by bus, truck. We played for bread, for soda, for everything. We always enjoyed it. Of course, nowadays it has gotten better. You've now seen this organization. Somebody back there worked hard to get it to this point. That's why many artists came from all over the world. The important thing in our lives is as follows. Each acts in a way and reacts in a different way. If we could always do good, people, regardless of their skin color, be it black, white, or Indian, we are all equal. We have one heart. The only difference we have is social class. Those who do not have the opportunity to learn or study, and those who were born with better opportunities. The important thing is the coexistence of people. And that is what you are going to take from here, from me, and from others, and what I all take from you. Today, I am a good man because of music. And now, I always say, I owe my life to Oludum.
This is Jason Gilmore with USU students Brianne Charlesworth, Mikhail Law, and Elizabeth Thomas, with translation help from Heido Arias for Utah Public Radio. Thank you.
Roots of Brazil is made possible in part by our members and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu.